Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dane Cook, and you are on with Randy Harris.
This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tournament Day Pizza. Back to the show, Randy. We are going to Vegas, head out to the Apex to check in with pro face puncher Elise Reed and her upcoming fight this weekend. Elise, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm great. How are you?
We're great. We're great. Before we get into Saturday and what this week is, I want you to talk, as a Navy veteran, talk about your Army service.
Yeah, so I am still active in the reserves, U.S. Army. I'm a captain right now, company commander of the 427 Transportation Movement Control Team. And I was overseas in 2017-2018 with the 354 Movement Control Battalion. But yeah, no, still active, still working, and doing it all.
This changes everything that I was going to do, Matt, because typically, you know, military, we can clown around, we can make fun of, she's a captain.
Yeah. I
can't do any of my jokes, anything.
Yeah. You can do them all. You can joke. It's all good. I've heard most of them.
Well, and I was going to ask you, what's a good clean one that you can tell on FCC radio?
What's a good clean one? Well, obviously LTs always get lost. That's a good one in terms of land nav. I mean, sometimes most people don't understand it, but you got to navigate. And us officers are only good as our NCOs, so we get lost all the time. Got to point in the right direction. Like,
so that brings up a great question, though.
You wouldn't know. You were never in the military.
What are you talking about?
We're talking military.
I was in the Boy Scouts.
Okay.
I sold popcorn. I was number one.
Close enough.
I was a salesman. But at least, like, so how does the scheduling, have you ever had to miss fights or lost opportunities to fight because of your active career? And how does that work? Are they flexible with it? If you have a UFC fight coming up like this Saturday?
No, I mean, honestly, I've been extremely fortunate and grateful to have my commanding officers understand the opportunity that UFC has, and they are super supportive. And there was actually annual training that happened in the summer normally, and this fight came up, and I told them, I said, the UFC is telling me that it has to happen, and they let me reschedule it. So I have been extremely fortunate and grateful to have commanders that understand this opportunity and how big being in the UFC is. And obviously I still have to do my duty and responsibility as a commander, but if they can work around it, work with me, they do.
She says she has communications.
Well, it's not her. It's
our station. We need her help. Captain. Captain. No, Captain. My Captain.
Can we get you down to the Tampa Bay area? What is your unit think, you know, of what you do as a professional along with the military?
My unit thinks it's completely badass. They think it's the coolest thing ever. I have, obviously, the military is primarily men. I think I'm one of three in my unit that are female. And so the best thing is we do a PT test, and they're all looking at me like as I'm a fighter, if I'm going to beat them. And absolutely, I'll beat them in the PT test. So it's good camaraderie that it brings, especially with my male soldiers that watch it all the time and get to brag.
Well, and even taking it one step further, I mean, I was not fond of my officer. I was an operations specialist. A lot of times enlisted don't get along with, even though I had two officers come to my wedding. It's got to be cool for you because everybody loves you, not only probably because of you and your personality, but because of the MMA background.
It's definitely something where I've always been a person, I don't ask anybody to do anything that I wouldn't do. And I think being in this position and having professional experience and being at this level in the UFC definitely gives me a little bit more respect. Obviously, the relationship between NCO and officers can be tricky. I've never gone in acting like I know more than they do because they're the SMEs, but it definitely has a bond in terms of like us, you know,
sure,
shooting around and Yeah, no, it's great.
So before you came on the program, we actually had a discussion about pro boxer Keith Thurman and Clarissa Shields, and they had talked about doing a fight between two genders. You being in a predominantly male, military service, do you think that's ever going to happen in our modern world? Like, will there ever be an opportunity for a female at your level to beat somebody in equal level?
Not even beat, and I'm dead against it, but not beat, just to compete against, to fight against.
You know, we have weight classes for a reason. I know that's the whole male-female thing and sports is definitely a hot topic at this point. I am not looking to beat up dudes. I'm in the UFC fighting 115 against other 115 females. I think there's definitely something to skill. I think professional fighters have tremendous skill compared to the average Joe. There's definitely guys in my gym that don't have as much experience that I can kind of play with. But I wouldn't ever want to be fighting another professional male or even military service member in terms of like actually being a really competitive match, because you lose. It's a lose-lose.
Right.
I think we have to respect everybody's ability and strength, and I think that conversation is not a productive one, so to speak.
I agree with you, and I like how you said you're not looking, you're not looking to beat up dudes. I like that. Just the start of fight week, how do you get through the next couple days? Do you try not to think about the task at hand Saturday night, or do you want to think about it? Is that what's going to drive you through these next couple days?
It's a mix of both. It's a mix of both. You definitely have highs and lows. I mean, I know thinking about the fight and going through every aspect that could happen or might happen can definitely raise my heart rate pretty quickly. But the biggest thing is it hasn't happened yet. So the only day that matters is Saturday. And when I step in the cage, it's all that matters is what happens then. We'll obviously practice game plan and go through scenarios. But honestly, I just sit, relax, know that the training that I've done is enough, and then wait to put on a show on Saturday.
Eve Edwards used to tell me back in the day that, all the work is done. It's fun on Saturday. The work
Absolutely.
Is getting ready to this week. The enjoyment is Saturday.
Absolutely. I mean, training is miserable, and I'm kind of a glutton for punishment. Obviously, I'm in the military as well, right? So I love grinding. I love putting in work. But this week, all the work is done, and nothing is going to change between now and Saturday in terms of if I, work out crazy or don't. Now it's just making sure I'm in the right mindset to be able to perform as I need to.
Give me your thoughts on your opponent on Saturday.
She's all right. She's good. She boxes. It's obviously Mexican Independence Night, and she's Mexican, so I'm going to an away game. But she's good. She's gonna try really hard. I hit really hard, so she's probably gonna try to take me down, as has every single opponent I fought in the UFC. I know her game plan before it's even happening, and I think that makes it pretty predictable. And I'm ready for it.
I would think as military, going to an away game is going to drive you even more. I once held the WBO cruiserweight title for Tyrone Booz when he defended, which he lost, in Germany, and we were booed during the national anthem. That drove me. It's one of my proudest moments of being at an away game, being booed because I'm an American. Being at an away game might encourage you even more, right?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And any upset I can give where I can ruin somebody's night, it makes it all the better. I already get to beat somebody up. If I get to ruin their night and a bunch of other people's nights as well, it's more bang for my buck.
At least, did we just become best friends?
Yeah, we are.
I think you are
my favorite fighter.
For sure. A fairly quick turnaround. You just fought a couple months ago. Why did you decide to do that, or are you ready to fight every weekend?
Glutton for punishment. I already said it. I'll fight everybody. I'll fight everybody. Obviously, we talked about not fighting dudes, but I'll fight anybody in the strawweight division for sure. And the UFC is keeping me active, and I want to stay active. It's how I make my way up, and the only way forward is to keep grinding and getting through opponents. So that's where I'm at.
I've always stood very strong being Navy. You know, I don't want to be friends with the other military branches. I'm not. I think I finally found an Army person that I like.
Yeah.
I got to change my whole background now. I'm getting along and like an Army person.
Yeah, well, you're a big Girl Scout cookie fan.
Yeah, I am that as well.
I wouldn't say that I'm a usual Army person. So you can still have a little bit of I wouldn't say hatred, but distaste.
Dislike.
Yeah, no.
You know, and I know that you get this, and it's all in fun, and I try to explain it to Matt and some non-military people. It's all in fun. I make fun of the Army. I make fun of – we had one of the slap guys on at International Fight Week, and Dave Lockett set me up, and he told me that he was Army. So I kind of made fun of the Army, and he goes,
yeah.
Dude, I'm a Marine.
Then you go even worse.
Right, exactly. But I don't think people understand and realize it's kind of like a family where, you know, I can make fun of my brother or sister, my real brother or sister, but you can't because I'll punch you in the face. And people don't understand that's the military thing. We can clown around, I dislike, whatever, but you don't know what the bond is between all the military branches.
No, I can't disagree with you. I completely agree. I think... Again, why I get along with my NCO so much is that's all we do. All I do is give people crap the whole time, and they do the same thing to me. And the way I see it is, you can't take it, you can't give it, you can't give it, you can't take it. And obviously, there's a certain select that have decided to put their hand up and serve, whether it's for 4 years or 20. And I think they do. There's a separation.
I don't know if you know this, that they passed a new rule, it was about 6 years ago, that you now have to be 6 feet or taller to be in the Coast Guard. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, that way if the ship sinks, they can walk back to shore.
I was like, I don't think they do very much over there at the Coast Guard. I can't imagine they need a 6-foot stud.
There you go. When you get the phone call, you know, hey, are you available? What are you listening for? Is it the date? Is it the location? Is it the opponent? Is it all of it or really none of it?
I'd say date probably more than anything just because of the Army stuff. So the last fight in September, I literally was on a flight to annual training the day after. And then after this fight, I have Captain's Career Course in October. And so the date is probably the most important just to make sure that I give myself enough time to train. Because it is such a high level, I don't want to not put in a full camp and feel confident. Opponent, I don't care. Everything else, I don't care. Where it is, I don't care. I've been to Australia. I've been to London. I've done the Apex. I'm obviously here at T-Mobile. I don't mind traveling. It's really going to be the date. They could throw me anybody.
So at least like this question, you know, going back in the old school UFC days, they used to go and do like seminars and stuff on military bases and build morale, you know, on the troops that are serving abroad. Have you ever done anything like that or had an opportunity to do such a thing?
You know what's funny? Speaking about Army, I'm going to maybe talk a little smack, but they just figured out that I was in the UFC like 2 weeks ago. So, yeah.
Well, it's the Army. What do you expect?
My commanders, my actual unit, and probably two units above, huge supporters, right? Everybody above that had no idea. So I actually reached out to their Instagram, and I was like, hey, I'm in the UFC, and I'm also a soldier. I'm happy to help if you need anything. And they then flew out and asked some questions and created some content. But I would love to do that, honestly. If I can take my platform and help and bring that awareness to the military, absolutely.
So at least the last question, and I'll leave you alone. We always have spiders on, and we always ask them, what can they expect to see on Saturday? And the number one answer is a war. You know, they're going to war. Yeah. They're battling for war. Randy, obviously, being a veteran.
I hate that, and I argue with Matt all the time, because it's not a war. You know, bullets aren't flying, but and I'm sure you're going to ask how did Alisa stand on that word, like meat
prep. Yeah, your stance on it. Is it something you use to describe the fight game? Is it something you personally do or have problems with?
I mean, I can understand definitely both perspectives. I think there's a lot of people in the military. So the military is like what, 1%, very little. And then you've got the people that have gone in there and done really bad stuff to bad people. It's definitely a word that carries a lot of weight for them. Fighters are fighters. I mean, there's an ego there. I don't necessarily take any offense to it. I like to throw down. I'll say throw down. I want to put, you know, I was telling somebody earlier this week, I was like, my goal would be to point in the middle of the octagon, put my hands up and just start throwing hands. The ladies don't like to do that. They'll just grab my ankles. So I have to be a little bit more cautious with it. But, yeah, I've heard both. I've heard that. I've heard a dog fight. I normally say I'm just going to throw hands.
We'll go with throw hands from now on. Alisa, thank you very much for your time. Normally, we only do 7 to 9 minutes. This went over. I appreciate you sticking with us. You are my new best friend. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8-Man Strong, as well as some product from Bucked Up Energy Drink. Enjoy the process. You. Enjoy the week and have fun on Saturday.
No, thank you very much for having me. It's been a blast. And, I guess we're friends, so we'll have to hang out.
First Army person that I'm friends with. My whole life has just changed. See, we all can grow up and mature no matter how old we get.
That's right.
Enjoy the week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
So long. That is Alisa Reed, my new best friend.
Awesome.
And an Army, not a veteran. She is Army.
Yeah. They just found out.
The
Army didn't even know.
Well, that's the Army.
It's kind of like me. I didn't even know anybody knows I'm part of this program.
Well, you're not. The difference is you can't just show up on a military base and they're going to let you in. You just show up, sit down, and you think you still belong.
I'm still waiting for my care package from 8-Man Strong.
We are way over, so let's go hit this break, and then we'll come back for more shenanigans. My new best friend, Alisa Reed.
Say her name right, Alisa.
I did.
Alisa Reed.
No, Alisa Reed.
There's an A? I mean,
I did my research. You need to do yours. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and 8-Man Strong. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is me coming to you live from here. That's how Steve Lanay answers questions. You know?
You're all out of stories, Randy.
Yeah. Like, hey, what are you doing today? He's like, that's none of your business.
Yeah. Yeah, he's almost gotten this beaten up in three different continents.
He does. Like, have you seen the viral video when he was, like, I think Puerto Rico or somewhere?
Yeah. And where he's like, taking somebody's photo or something.
Like, what are you? Somebody's important or something? Like,
I don't think he said it that way. I think it's, wow, you somebody important.
He's kind of like got that sling blade, you know, like that Billy Bob Thornton look to him. That's good, though. But it looks like we have another hurricane coming to impact the East Coast. Do you think it's going to affect any of the football this weekend coming up?
No idea.
Northeast?
I didn't know there was anything. I saw something way out on the other coast. But I don't watch the news.
So Hurricane Lee, it's supposed to be the hurricane is going to hit Maine. Like Bar Harbor, Maine's.
I was just up there. Bay Harbor.
Huh?
I think it's Bay Harbor.
Bar Harbor.
Is it Bar Harbor?
Bar Harbor.
That's where we went up into the mountains and stuff.
Steve Lanay just dropped his pizza on the floor. Obviously, he's like a 3-year-old. Can't take him anywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
This guy.
Where's the pizza on the floor?
A 5-second rule.
Yeah.
5-second rule, Steve. Just dust that one off. You know, there's kids starving around the world that have nothing to eat, and you're going to throw that away?
There's kids starving here in Tampa, St. Pete.
I'm pretty hungry, but I don't want
to
eat here.
We need to go to a restaurant. What restaurant do you recommend?
Anyone?
Not this one.
I didn't even recognize my own cook when I came.
Yeah, in. I know.
Haven't been here in a while.
I think that's why he changed his look so he could come back to work.
I'd rather pay him still. I mean, if you don't recognize the guy working, do you have to pay him?
It depends on if he's Army or not.
Why is that?
How about she even thought that was funny, the Coast Guard one?
Yeah, I don't know if she thought it was funny.
It was hilarious. That's one of the better ones.
Do you have any Coast Guard friends?
I don't have any friends.
That's true. But, if Steve hasn't figured out how plates work. Well, he's like, is there a lever? Like, what do I have this? How do I?
he lives in, like, the forest. They don't have plates there.
He does. They eat on the land.
They eat the meat raw. You know,
get down on the ground at all fours and just graze.
All right, so let me ask you this, and we got to do this quick because then Terrence Mitchell coming up. So, I think I brought up last week this show. It's Survive the Raft, and these people are on a raft, and there's this one girl who's a vegan, and she literally cries, like when they catch a fish and they're filleting the fish. She's crying.
But fish doesn't count for vegans. Vegans can still eat fish.
This one couldn't.
Well, I think it's the way I've heard it explained is that the reason that fish are allowed to be eaten by like vegetarians and vegans.
I'll tell you why. Before you do, I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because they're hungry.
No. Yes. It's because they're emotionless animals, so they don't scream or squeal when you kill them. So like if you cut a chicken's head off and it's like, bawk, you know, and then like a pig. Like,
hold on. The chicken balks after his head's cut off?
I think they still run around, like the nerves.
So a story that I've never been able to talk to Dan Henderson about, I was told this. Dan was going to do the show many years ago, and I guess he shot a bear. And the bear rolled down the mountain.
Okay.
So he ran down the mountain to go get it. And when he rolled this is alleged, but it was from a Hall of Fame UFC fighter. When he rolled the bear over, the bear let out air. Yeah,
right.
And he thought it was still alive.
Yeah.
And things happened that normally don't happen to adults.
Well, I mean, but there's some truth to that. I mean, but I think that's why they say that fish is exempt from that list of like what's edible and what's not. Because when you kill it, it doesn't make any sound. So it's not a cruel killing.
My thing is, and one of the ones on the boat said this, if you don't like it, go to another corner of the boat. But why should the 7 other people on the boat who are hungry suffer and not eat because you don't want
to. So I just had this conversation yesterday because there's a video I saw on where the speed limit's 30 miles an hour. And I have the skill to drive 70. You might have the skill to drive 90. You might drive 50, right? But we all have to drive 30 because the dumbasses at the general population at the low bottom of the spectrum. So we have to lower ourselves down so we all can be equals.
The problem is you can't drive whatever you said.
I can drive 55.
I don't know. I've been in a vehicle with you. You drive about 26.
Safe.
Yeah, safe. It's safe. We're late, but we're safe.
But I'm safe.
But we need to leave 6 hours earlier then.
That's fine. But I get you there. Yeah. Have you ever arrived not alive?
No, I've always arrived alive.
Speaking back to dead things, my buddy worked in a morgue, and same thing with the bear story. He was in the room cleaning the room, and I guess the dude died in a chair. So after they straightened him out for the casket, his muscles contracted, and he popped up, and he ran out, and he never came back to work.
He thought he was the Undertaker.
He probably did the same body excrement your buddy did.
Speaking of the Undertaker, it was announced, and yes, I am so excited. I can't wait to physically hold those tickets, as Sean and I will be at Tropicana Field. Sean's like, let's get a suite. I go, no, let's be in from the front row. Let's be right there.
Let's go in the back.
Three, two, one. No, we're going to bring people here.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to close it.
Yeah.
Well, we really don't need to,
physically. Yeah. We'll reopen it.
No. I was going to say we don't have to kick people out, but there's really no people here, so we don't need to do that. All right. Let's hit the bottom of the hour break. It's starting to get good. I'm a fan of the Army. I'm a fan of one Army person. That's how I'm going to say it from now on. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and 8 Man Strong.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right. All right.
What do you got?
I'll give you credit.
What did I get credit for?
You got Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Did get Lawrence Taylor.
Super Bowl Miami.
But he's turned over in his grave right now.
No, he's not in a grave.
Oh, he's still alive?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be in a grave after that Giants loss on Sunday.
No, bull crap.
40 to nothing to his alma mater. That's his team. He changed the game. You got a couple guys in the history of the league that actually changed the gameplay.
Absolutely.
On the field.
Absolutely.
Deion Sanders being one of them.
Yep.
You got Lawrence Taylor, yep, changed the offensive gameplay.
Warren
Sapp. But you got
Tom Brady.
But that's your identity. That's your logo, the Giants. That's your team.
Let me ask you this. I'm asking a non-athlete an athletic question.
Oh, then Steve, come put the headphones on.
Oh, by the way, you may be getting promoted.
Oh, just so I'll move on.
Yeah, I think you might be getting promoted. Because the co-host I saw is cheating.
What?
Yeah, he's cheating on us.
Where did he
go? Yeah, I think he started his own podcast.
Well, podcast isn't real radio.
No, it's not real radio. No, you're right.
Yeah.
But I'm
are we a part of his network?
No, of course not.
What?
No, I got intel. So you might be moving up a chair.
All right. Well, I could put my squad on him. We can blow out his football team.
Yeah.
I got ballers on my squad.
All right. Get back to whatever boringness you were just talking about.
Ballers.
What were you just talking about?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Before I said you're getting promoted.
I don't remember.
You're so excited now. You should see your face.
What?
I don't know. You think it's like you just got divorced or something.
What are you talking about? You're asking me something.
I don't remember.
But I was I'm curious about this. So this is your keychain. And it says U.S. Navy.
Yeah.
Which is stupid. Do you not think this is stupid?
I think you're stupid.
Like, why would you have a U.S. Navy in camouflage when you're on a boat? Shouldn't it be blue?
Well, no. That's,
you want it to look like a water so you blend in?
Well, first of all, no. And second of all, they now wear camouflage.
Why? You're not in the woods. You're not a Green Beret. You're not Rambo. Yeah, you know, with the Navy's on a boat in a water, this should be blue so that you can't see them.
I agree.
When they're like looking out through the enemies.
Speaking of blue, I'm going to get my blue iPhone 15.
Are you getting the 15?
I am. Friday, first thing.
And what's the big feature about this one? What's the
new idea?
You?
No idea. I just this one I don't like.
Can I
spit it out?
I don't know. Can you host a podcast on it? Like,
I don't know. We'll ask Caleb.
And not invite you on it.
we'll ask Caleb.
Can we talk about my new business venture?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what your new business venture is.
Talk about my new job. I got a new job. I like having bosses.
Yeah.
You know, like as an entrepreneur, it got boring just waking up, telling myself what to do. I was like, go put your shoe on.
You need to be told to put your shoe on?
It's like, put on socks today, sir.
Hey, guess who's coming to town?
Who?
Eric from Denver.
Oh, the mayor.
Yeah, the mayor.
Yes.
President not here. He should come down. But Eric from Denver in Denver. I think it's Eric Denver.
I would work for Eric. Because last time we went to see him, surprise visit, he was sleeping in the car behind the building. And we had to wake him up.
Of the building he works at.
But I figured if I worked for him, I would sleep in the passenger seat. And we would just take breaks all day.
I have a feeling you would cuddle with him.
I mean, if it's cold, I don't think he had AC.
It is Denver.
And he lost his bumper on the way up the hill.
No, he didn't lose it. He cut it. Instead of the car blowing up, he cut his bumper so that the exhaust wouldn't blow up the car.
See, I could build a business with that kind of guy.
We're driving up to the mountain, whatever that big mountain is at the very top thing. And the dude that was in the back seat's like, Eric, my ass is on fire. What's going on? And he's like, what are you talking about? Now, see, we were in a car accident the day before. So a car was looking at a wreck on the side. Eric was looking at the car on the side and hit the car. And then a car behind us smashed into us. So he goes and checks, and it looks like everything's fine. So the next morning, we're driving to the mountain, up this mountain. What's the mountain in Denver?
The Rockies.
No.
It's the Rocky Mountains.
It's in
the Red Rocks. Estes Park.
I don't know what it's called, but it's where...
I wasn't there, but I'm just telling you.
Whatever that, all the way, it's the very top.
Pikes Peak.
That's where it is. So we're driving to Pikes Peak, and like a little smoke or whatever is coming out. And what's going on? And long story short, the exhaust was being blocked. And the car was ready to blow up. So I said, Eric, we really don't need to go to Pikes Peak. It's not worth dying over. He goes, no, I know what I'll do. He drives to Home Depot. And he buys, like, these clippers. and he clips a hole in his bumper so the exhaust can blow it out. He goes, all right, I already bought these tickets. We're going.
Well,
so we went.
So that's the problem with, you know, guys like Eric. That's why NASCAR has regulations. Restrictor plates and regulations, you know, make it even. You can't just cut off exhaust.
Well, he did.
Well, then you don't race on Sundays. But, yeah, Eric, that's great. Eric's coming down. I think I'll be in Denver. I think I'm going to BKFC 50, but I don't know. I have a new job, Randy.
Good for you. Have fun in Denver.
Can we talk about my new job?
Sure. Talk about your new job.
So,
and he didn't think.
Tommy?
No, the owner of, the
BKFC?
The owner of your new job.
Oh, Mark?
Mark. He's doing a photo shoot because he's doing everything out there.
Everything.
He's
truly remarkable to see what he's doing.
Well, I'll tell you this much. My wife Googled him and said it's truly remarkable what he's doing. So, you know, he's taken on some handicapped and mentally challenged children.
Yep.
He's taken on some 4 or 5-star athletes.
Yep.
Well, he's doing a photo shoot tomorrow.
At the farm.
For weddings.
Yep.
The knucklehead, my daughter's getting married.
Yeah.
What perfect model would have been those two, but he never got back to me.
Well, I think, she's out of town.
She has a car.
Oh.
She does have a car. She knows how to drive.
Is it a paying gig?
I don't know.
Oh.
Be cool. We could have worked out something one way or another. Didn't get back to me.
Oh.
He's too busy getting on the back of your G-Net.
Man, he's so busy. I'm underwater sometimes when I wake up and I'm like, I have a lot on my plate that day, and I'm like, I'm overwhelmed. It's not like I have a garage door company and I just kind of blow people off. I'm like, I'm busy today. And then I come the next day. Can't do that. So
let me ask you a question about your garage.
Yeah.
So we stopped by one morning. I think it was about 2:15, 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And you were attempting, or you were claiming that you were going to work out.
Yeah.
Which we hid and we watched. You didn't work out. But my question is, why do you empty the garage into your front yard to work out? And how long does it take to empty your garage and then put all that crap back in?
Well, that's the workout. So picking up things, putting them down, carrying them for long distances. It's a combination of strongman / moving. So we like to, you know, keep it different. Like, doing bench presses and stuff, it's just so boring.
Well, we're going someplace next Friday. Something similar. It's a 20-minute workout kind of ordeal, and I don't know much about it.
Uh-huh.
And I spoke to the owner yesterday. We're going to have a private trainer. So I want to watch him, the real private trainer, trying to train me and you, the make-believe trainer.
Can I train him?
We're going to discuss
it. I'm going to train him.
We're going to discuss it.
You don't get away from me without getting trained.
Well, you didn't train me.
I train everybody.
You don't train me.
I trained you. I even gave you safety straps. Gave you safety. I gave you a lifeline, Randy. Didn't want you to look bad in front of all your people. Didn't want you to fall off the truck.
Never fell off the truck.
I've only had two.
On it once.
I've only had two. Both MMA fighters, both big guys, confident dudes, both got broken.
Well, but he loved it.
He loved it.
You know, at least Anthony, I mean, literally loved it. He sends me some videos he loved it.
I know. I have that effect on people. And that's why I'm excited about this new job.
All right. So my question before you get into your new job, and we only have a couple minutes before the break, how come you can motivate everyone but Steve and me?
Well, Steve is just, I mean, look at him. I mean, man, I would love to get him to fight Elise at 115. I mean, they've got the same, he's got height, he's got reach.
Oh, I take her.
If she grabs his hair and pulls him down, it's over. Man, can you grab hair in a girl's fight?
You can grab hair in a guy's fight.
Clay Guida got his hair pulled.
You can grab hair.
It's a good strategy. Roman Reigns has like a bun, right? You can just grab him by like his little top and his.
I would become Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Oh, start chopping.
And I'd clip that crap off the top of his head.
Who? Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
Oh, that's worth too much money to the organization. He can't cut that off. That's his look.
It's not his look.
That's his look.
His look is that he's never there.
that's my look.
You know, he's been the champion. He's been the WWE champion for like 4 years. And the whole gimmick is old. I'm so over it. You know, I can't even watch anymore.
It's tough.
It's scripted. Let's get that perfectly clear. Okay? It's scripted. I get it. it's scripted. But when you have, and I liked it when it was the Shield. You know, it goes back to what we talked about at first. I like Sean Strickland. I don't like Conor McGregor.
Right.
It's the same gimmick. It's the same, right?
Right.
I love the Shield. The Shield would come down. It was the three of them. It was always three on two. I can't stand whatever the new one is with Dominic Mysterio and Finn Balor. You know, it's like four of them.
Okay.
So it's never a two-on-two scripted event.
Right.
It's four-on-two scripted event. Did you watch the pay-per-view the other day?
I can't watch wrestling.
Well, no, I can't go into details, but I know someone that thought he was Bill Goldberg.
Okay.
Thought he was Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
Thought he was whatever her name is, Ripley, Rhea Ripley or whatever, who's the female champ. This guy speared someone in the middle of the street.
Oh, really?
No.
Not scripted.
Not scripted.
Real life spear.
It was a real live spear.
How do wrestlers do in street fights? I know BJ Penn lost his. He got knocked out outside of a bar. You know. Like, wrestlers have a good shot because they're big guys. They're massive dudes.
Yeah, but most of them are. It's kind of like all those, you know, backyard fights and stuff. You know, they don't grapple. They don't go to the ground. They try to stand and just throw punches. So, again, that's not, and I've always said that. A street fight is different. A street fight has no rules. Even Kimbo's street fights had rules.
Yeah.
So, it's hard to say. I think in a street fight, give me somebody, and Joe Marquis is going to roll over in his grave. give me Matt Hughes pre-train. I'll take him in a fight.
Now, in a street fight?
In a street fight.
What were the rules of the street fight in Jacksonville this past weekend at the Game Bread MMA, Bare Knuckle MMA?
I'm still waiting for them to get back to us.
Fabricio Werdum versus
Valor's
Junior,
coming.
Junior Dos Santos.
Do you know about Valor?
Valor, yeah, of course.
Ken Shamrock's Valor, which is next
month. He came
month.
Here.
I know he did. Do you know the premise?
No.
We'll talk about it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
This is Bobby Flay, and you're on Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza, visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry Fitzgerald from the Arizona Cardinals, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back live from Tournament de Pizza. Today's special, they're open.
Yeah, welcome back.
How about that?
It's nice to come here and the doors are unlocked.
You told me that you were going to be a little late. You were training somebody. I pull up, the front door's locked.
No, it wasn't.
It was, too.
It was?
Right? Yeah, it was. They forgot to unlock it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, there's four of them here. Was it really locked?
I swear to you, it was locked.
That's awful.
And your GM was sitting in his car out front doing business.
Yeah, he does business. He does business. He's always doing business.
All right, so Valor... And I'm intrigued by this. Valor is going to be on a wrestling mat.
Yeah.
And so no cages, no rings.
No ropes.
So obviously the view is going to be much better.
Right.
Yeah.
So Because that's one of the things that people think, like, oh, you're a cage side for all the fights and such a, you got the best seat in the house, but really it's not.
It is the best seat in the house. It's just not the best view in the house.
It's about best view. Right. And that's where Dan Severin, if you remember, he was upset because he was up in the general section, you know, not on the floor, but he had the best view.
Absolutely. The first row.
The first row section.
Right.
Of any UFC fight is the premier spot. Right. I mean, in my opinion.
Well, right. No, for sure. But you want to be either behind the media section or behind Dana's section, because the other ones, you know, you've got the floor seats.
Yeah.
There really are no floor seats, Dana's section, media section. So when you're in that front row, you're literally looking right at the cage. The other, it's like you're in the end zones.
Right. Yep.
You know, so they are the seats. Now, people go for different reasons. People want to be like where the fighters come out.
Sure. So you touch a hand or steal a
steal
glove.
Steal a glove.
Right. Like the Korean Zombie's glove.
Right.
Did you see Max Holloway went on the offensive and said, hey, give the man his glove back, whoever took the...
Well, it's too late.
Well, he already threw the other one in the crowd.
Yeah, he threw the other one away because he was mad. He pulled a Randy, a temper tantrum. He's like, all right, one's gone. What do I need the other for?
Yeah.
It is a shame, you know, for anybody, but for somebody that had a career like the Zombie.
Now, would you have one more fight just so you have the final gloves? But if you were him, because you know he's coming back.
Well,
these guys always take an opportunity when it comes to this.
If I wouldn't come back if it's just for the gloves.
It's like, hey, I got Tom Brady's final football. And then it's like, no, he's played next season.
Right.
And he's like, oh, this is the final ball. Like,
so
oh,
much for paying $100,000+ for it and such.
Right, exactly.
You know, or the trade or whatever he did. Or, you know, when you steal one, maybe two of Tom Brady's jerseys from the Super Bowl.
Wouldn't Tom be a better fit for the Jets, though? I mean, to plug into that system that's already got a team that can win.
Again,
win now.
It's one of those, do you have the money? You don't have the money to sign Tom
Can
Brady.
You bring the Jets and recruit Evans? So you bring Evans up, you bring Brady over, you know.
I thought that's a
championship team.
Honestly, I thought Mike Evans going to the Jets was a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
You know, not now. You know, I do think you need to trade Mike Evans. Okay, yeah. As a business standpoint.
And he didn't sign the deal before the deadline.
Well, it's not that he didn't sign. From what I understand, they didn't present him with the contract he wants.
But he still played.
Well, yeah, he's still under contract.
Wasn't he supposed to sit out if he wasn't playing?
No, he said that they would stop negotiating before the first game.
Because didn't the chief guy that held out, the Jones?
Yeah, the guy. Just some guy.
Whatever his name is.
You know who Chris Jones is, right?
Chris Jones, yeah. So Chris Jones
John's
held out.
John's brother.
He was sitting up in the...
Did you hear me?
Yes, I know.
Cool.
So this guy named Chris, he was sitting up in the
booth
in the club level seats watching the game.
Okay.
As the Chiefs were about to lose to the Lions,
not about they did
in the most disrespectful way. How do you go from winning the Super Bowl last year to losing to the Lions week one?
All right, let me tell you,
it's been 4 months.
Let me explain some things to you.
6 months.
First of all, the hardest thing to do is to repeat. Okay. And I happened, when I got ESPN back, I don't even know if that was the channel they were on, but Gronk and Edelman were talking about it. You know, A, it's so difficult because players leave. Right. After you win the Super Bowl, you get paid. Dexter Jackson left after the Super Bowl, just using him as an example.
Okay.
You get opportunities. The offensive coordinator finally left. You know, not that he was everything, but he was part of it. Kelsey was hurt. He didn't play. Chris Jones didn't play. A lot of things changed. Donovan Smith is on the offensive line. A lot of things changed for the Kansas City Chiefs. Kelsey comes back. Jones is now on the field. Losing your first game isn't the end of the world. And this is my opinion, just my opinion. And I was going to ask you this, but I know you'll have some dumb response. The New York Football Giants, I think, are better for getting blown out than losing 12-9.
Okay.
You know, and I've asked players that, you know, in the past, which is easier for you to handle? You know, getting blown out or losing by a run, losing by a point, losing by one set. Which would you rather do? I think it's easier, A, to get over a blowout. Ah, we were one play away, even though I hate that comment, because you're not one play away.
Right, right.
You know, they tried to blame Donovan Smith for losing that game. He had a holding penalty. One other thing could change the whole game. So sure. It's not just that, a drop pass, a penalty, a this, that, the other. I think losing by, like I said, the 1 point, one run, one set is harder to get rid of than a total blowout.
Okay.
That's one.
Okay. Okay.
Number two, if you're a professional athlete and you get blown out, I'm not saying you're more motivated, because you can't be more motivated, but I'll be damned if that's going to happen again. And to the Dallas Cowboys? No, I'm saying this is the Giants thinking.
Of course.
So, they're my thoughts.
I agree.
What?
I agree.
Now, we both have agreed with each other at least one time.
Well, you know me.
You're fired.
I don't consider you a true champion until you've been beaten and you've done it to go get it back. Because a loser will keep going when they're winning. It's only when you lose and then you come back from that adversity that makes you a champion.
That's not what Rocky Balboa said.
But Rocky Balboa isn't alive.
Rocky Balboa said about getting knocked down and get back up, and that's what winners do. And you're not a loser. You're a winner.
Speaking of winners, we had some Hall of Fame ceremonies this week. The World Class Fight League, your boy Rafael Garcia, hosted the Florida MMA Hall of Fame. And they inducted your boy Ben Saunders.
Yep. Alex Nicholson's dad.
Well, but here's my question and my problem with it. So, congratulations to Ben Saunders on being inducted into the Florida Mixed Martial Arts Hall of Fame, class of 2023. Ben couldn't attend the ceremony, but Florida Mixed Martial Arts Hall of Famer Bobby Robert presented him with the award.
Okay.
One, it's disrespectful that Ben didn't show up to his own award ceremony.
First of all, that's not true. But
if you're inducted into a Hall of Fame, you should go in person to receive it. It's more for the fans to be a part of the celebration, to get to be there.
Are you doing this just to rile me up?
No, I think that Ben should give it back. He should be inducted in 2024 when he can attend. I don't know what he was doing Saturday night. Maybe he was working at a construction site. I don't know if he was at a Taco Bell. I don't know what he does with his free time. But what is so important in his career at this stage of the game that you can't go to your own induction into a Hall of Fame?
Maybe he had previous engagement.
Like what? What's more important than Hall of Fame?
Okay. Let's just say, and I don't know, and if you piss me off enough, I'll call Ben.
Okay, call.
Ben's my guy.
Get him on the phone.
Ben is a super cool dude. Let's say, I don't know, maybe he had a vacation plan to Paris. And the tickets were bought, the airfare's bought, non-refundable, family going, team going, whatever. That's one.
No, well, hold up. Before you go further, my question will be, how far in advance do you get notified when you are selected to go into a Hall of Fame? Is it a year in advance? More than a year in advance? Is it 6 months?
I would assume when Ralph posts it, it would be within a couple days of that post.
Oh, you think he didn't even know he was going in?
Well, until 6 weeks ago.
I just think...
I find it hard to believe...
I don't think you should be able to accept an award unless you're present to receive
it. He didn't accept it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So he didn't get it.
No, he did get it. Somebody else presented it to him at the gym.
Yeah. Throw it away. It's trash. What? Put him in 2024. I'll be there.
Will you?
I'm going.
I don't even know where it is.
I might get inducted this year. I don't know. I got to retire first, and then I keep getting these opportunities to keep active, so it's just hard to retire. I got to wait 5 years.
What?
It's the rules.
That's the rules for...
Standards. We have standards in this program, Randy.
We
follow.
Yeah.
Follow to a T.
Oh, my goodness.
But the Hall of Fame behind my name definitely sounds good, and it's coming. It's definitely coming. Maybe a Vanguard Award.
I don't know what it would be coming in.
Maybe a lifetime achievement.
What could you possibly go in the Hall of Fame for?
Oh, I mean, well, if Robert Burke, the Naked Cowboy, can be an icon, and I know legend's overused, so I don't know what's above icon, I would just put me. Just me.
What?
Me.
You're going to go in Hall of Fame?
Oh, life's.
Life's Hall of Fame.
Life's Hall of Fame.
I think anybody who's never met you should go in the Hall of Fame because their life is so much better for not having to ever deal with your stupidity.
No way. You gravitate like a magnet.
What's that guy in Vegas? I want to punch him in the face.
Which one?
The guy who introduced me to you.
Oh, John XD?
Yes.
Yeah, John XD.
Yeah.
What word is above icon?
I don't know, but you're not. Well, there's nothing that you have ever done that has made you a legend, an icon, a Hall of Famer, or a well-liked person.
I mean, I did change an industry from junk food to health food.
I did. No, you didn't.
Sure, I did.
Nobody.
Google it.
Nobody believes that pizza is not a junk food. They all believe it's a junk food.
That's the one I'm saying.
You didn't change that.
I changed it.
How did you change it if nobody believes it?
Because facts are out there.
Just because
when they Google it, now they see it. Now pizza's welcome everywhere.
Just because you say it, it doesn't make it true. But you know what does make it true? A, your volume's gone. And B, break time. This is the top of the hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. We'll be right back.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Barrett Root of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.